Welcome to the Sassy Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. I started my own handmade business as a hobby in 2013. After hours and hours of research and trial and error, I was able to grow my own handmade business from a hobby into a full-time income that now supports my family. My goal is to help you implement those same strategies that I use in my business so that you can skip the stress and get straight to success. Now let's get started. Hi, welcome back to the Sassy Creative. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. As a designer or creator, you're tasked with making new products for your shop, all while keeping an eye on current trends. So adding new products to your inventory, that keeps customers engaged even if they don't buy every time they look. So let's think about this. Have you ever visited your favorite shop just to see what's new? Like, even if you aren't looking for anything specific, you just want to go in and see, you know, what's new on the shelf. So maybe Target, for example. Knowing that they frequently have new items and might possibly have something new is a good enough reason to just drop in. So that's why it's important to add new product lines on a regular basis. But how do you know what to make? So that's what we're going to discuss today. Designing new products is something that we as handmade sellers, we have to make sure we're consistently doing that within our business. And the frequency of this is going to vary within your market and the expectation of your target audience. So for instance, with my physical product shop, I make sure that it's at least once a quarter. I try to do that more often than that. But at the bare minimum, once a quarter. And then with my digital shop, it's once a week. But as a general rule, I would say a good target is releasing a new product line at least once a quarter. And this helps to keep things fresh and keeps customers interested in your shop. But how do you know what to make? Now that's where it gets a little tricky. So at any given moment, there are a ton of trends to choose from. And if you're like me, you always have just a ton of ideas rolling around in your brain. So how do you focus all of that down to a successful and a profitable product line? Now, the first thing to keep in mind is whether the next product is going to be consistent with your brand. You wouldn't want to all of a sudden release a baby shower line if all of your previous products have been aimed at teenagers. Your audience isn't going to be interested, and they might honestly be a little freaked out. So even if you think it's a great idea, it still needs to be on brand. So in addition to being on brand, is there a demand for the new product? Does your target audience want it or need it? Now you may be thinking, okay, how am I going to figure this out before I list it for sale? Well, this is where market research comes into play. It's time to research what your customers are buying. What patterns or textures are they going crazy for? What's trending on social media platforms, you know, on the social media platforms that they're hanging out on? And how can you make it better than the competition? So, for example, you've decided you want to develop some type of wall art in a farmhouse style. You know it's on brand, you know there's a demand for it, and now it's time to decide how are you going to make it better so that your farmhouse style product line stands out from the crowd. Can you combine new textures? Can you get a trendier font or a color that your audience wants but they can't find elsewhere? This is where it's really important to brainstorm, because it's what takes your sales and your shop to the next level. If you sell something that everyone else makes, then it doesn't matter where the customer shops, and you're honestly left to compete just on price. But if someone sells your wall, or someone buys your wall art and they sees it in their friend's home and they can only get it in your shop, that's what matters. Then you can charge a premium price too. But that's a conversation for another day. So, to summarize, if you're developing a product, you want to keep three things in mind. Is it on brand? Is there a demand for it? And how can you make it in such a way that it stands out in your market? The first part of the year is a particularly important time to think about and plan product lines. So I hope today's episode helps you to get started. Thanks so much for joining me today, and I'd love to hear your feedback on the Sassy Creative Facebook page. If you found today's topic helpful, please take a second to leave the podcast a 5-star review. That will help the podcast to grow and reach other creative entrepreneurs to help them build the business of their dreams. I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye. Thank you for listening today. With every episode of the Sassy Creative Podcast, I aim to provide you with useful information that will help you to build a profitable handmade business. For more business tips and strategies, please visit thesassycreative.com. You can also follow me on Instagram @sassybusinessbesties. Talk to you soon.